With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. We're hearing more about what was going on when an explosion rocked a U.S. steel plant outside of Pittsburgh on Monday.
U.S. Steel says workers at its Clairton plant south of Pittsburgh were heating coal and preparing for routine maintenance Monday morning when an explosion rocked the plant. Two workers were killed and more than 10 others injured, including one who was trapped in the rubble for hours. But exactly what caused the blast remains under investigation. U.S. Steel CEO David Burritt says the company is working closely with local, state, and federal authorities.
We will share as much as we can as soon as we can.
Sound courtesy WTAE. I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities released body cam video and audio in the deadly 2022 Uvalde, Texas school shooting.
Parents pleaded with officers to act. 19 students and two teachers were killed in Uvalde.
Come on!
Hey, y'all need to step back. That's what we're trying to find out. Step back.
Desperate parents begged law enforcement officers to storm the school. Heartbreaking videos show the agonizingly slow law enforcement response, along with confusion and delays. Authorities failed to confront the gunman for more than an hour after the attack at Robb Elementary School. I'm Ed Donahue.
Some of the 800 National Guard members deployed by the Trump administration to assist with law enforcement have begun arriving in Washington, D.C. The city's police and federal officials took the first steps Tuesday in a partnership to reduce crime in what President Donald Trump called a lawless city. Mayor Muriel Bowser pledged to work alongside the federal officials. On Wall Street, the Dow by 483 points, the Nasdaq rose 296. This is SRN News. A work of art is restored at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Christ on the Water by Hunter Wood has been the focus of a lot of contention recently. Ever since World War II, the gigantic painting of Jesus rescuing sailors at sea hung quietly in the school's main administrative building. But during the Biden years, it was challenged by a separation of church and state group and removed to the basement. With the changing of the guard in Washington, however, the painting is now being brought back up for display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's an ongoing push to make chaplains available in public schools across the U.S. Indiana is currently considering a bill that would allow chaplains in public schools to provide support services. Florida passed a law in 2024 to allow school districts to bring in volunteer chaplains. Texas began to allow public school chaplains in 2023, the first state to do so. This is SRN News. The CDC gunman did a lot of damage.
The man who attacked the agency's Atlanta headquarters Friday fired more than 180 shots into the campus and broke about 150 windows. According to information circulated internally at the agency, it could take weeks or even months to replace windows and clean up all the damage. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. traveled to Atlanta and met with the agency's director. The shooter died and a police officer trying to stop him was killed in the attack. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The U.S. government's gross national debt has surpassed $37 trillion, setting a new record. This highlights the rapid acceleration of debt on America's balance sheet and the increasing cost pressures on taxpayers. The growing debt could lead to reduced living standards. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.